The 2016 presidential campaign has scrambled American politics and punctured the rituals of campaign journalism. The Beltway know-it-alls have proven they don't know that much. They certainly didn't foresee the rise of Donald Trump or the tough primary contest Bernie Sanders would give Hillary Clinton. As the sweepstakes enters the home stretch, public opinion surveys show both candidates carry very high negatives. Young voters especially are wary. We don't know yet whether this is a temporary millennial idealism that by November will evolve into realism. Some of these avid Bernie Sanders supporters say they will choose the Green Party's Jill Stein or Libertarian Gary Johnson. On the other side are some Republican voters who have a hard time with Trump but can't see themselves voting for Clinton. The polls pinball around day by day in this year of discontent and show a healthy slice of voters considering a third-party candidate. A recent survey from Quinnipiac University showed 29% of millennials would vote for Johnson, a former New Mexico governor, if the election were held today. That may change, particularly because neither he nor Stein will be on the debate stage. Okay, so Johnson's a self-acknowledged stoner who calls for legalizing marijuana. But voters should study what else Johnson's Libertarian Party proposes. Their platform calls for an end to Social Security and Medicare, getting rid of all environmental regulations, and doing away with public schools. It's difficult to believe many Sanders voters would go for this stuff. Neither Stein nor Johnson has been subject to much media scrutiny, so it's no big surprise that voters don't know where they actually stand. Third parties have carved an important role in American political history. Much of Norman Thomas's Socialist Party platform was adopted by Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal during the nadir of the Depression. In 1992, Ross Perot's third-party candidacy put the spotlight on government spending and led Congress to enact the balanced budget amendment and overhaul welfare. Yet in recent history, third parties have been more nuisance than anything else. Perot's campaign famously drained enough votes from Republican George H.W. Bush's re-election effort to help elect Democrat Bill Clinton. In 2000, Ralph Nader's third-party quest siphoned enough votes from Democrat Al Gore to push Republican George W. Bush into the presidency. Consider what Nader did in just one small New England state, New Hampshire, that tilted the election from Gore to Bush. Nader harvested about 25,000 votes in New Hampshire, a state Gore lost by only about 7,000. Had Gore carried the Granite State, he would have had enough electoral votes to claim the White House. There would have been no Florida recount, no Supreme Court battle, and arguably no Iraq War. The nation's founders didn't trust the average voter, so they set up the Electoral College to ensure that leaders of the community would cast the ultimate votes for president, regardless of the popular vote total. With two exceptions, Maine and Nebraska, every state allocates electoral votes under the winner-take-all system. This has the effect of enshrining the two-party system and electing a president. In modern times, no one who isn't a Republican or Democrat has moved into the White House. At this point, it isn't clear whether Clinton or Trump will win, but it will be one or the other and not Jill Stein or Gary Johnson. To vote for the Libertarian or Green parties, you have to think there's no difference between Clinton and Trump. So ask yourself, do you really believe that?